Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today we're looking at part two of our article on famous women scientists.
We're doing this to mark International Women's Day, which is March 8th.
Yesterday we introduced Rosalind Franklin, who did some very important work.
She took x-rays of DNA, and one of them shows its structure.
However, Franklin wasn't recognized for her work at the time.
She didn't get along with one of her colleagues who took her x-ray picture without her knowledge.
He showed it to James Watson, who was working on the same thing at Cambridge University with his partner, Francis Crick.
Together, they described DNA as having a double helix structure.
And this won them the Nobel Prize. Franklin didn't get a mention.
By the time the truth came out, it was too late, as Franklin died at the age of 37 from cancer.
And the Nobel Prize can't be given to someone who has passed away.
However, Franklin's work is recognized as being essential today.
In part two of this article, we're going to learn about another important female scientist. So let's read it through and find out who she is.
Reading.
Honoring female scientists on International Women's Day. Another important woman of science is American computer scientist Margaret Hamilton. After college, Hamilton wrote computer code at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. At the age of 28, she joined NASA's Apollo project, which sent humans to the moon. Hamilton, a working mother,led the team that created the project's flight software. She often had to bring her 4-year-old daughter with her when she worked late on nights and weekends. One day, her daughter pressed a button that caused the computer to crash. Hamilton realized this could easily happen during real space missions and wanted to take steps to fix it. However, NASA didn't take this worry seriously,until a spacecraft blew up because of a similar error. The code Hamilton wrote prevented future problems. Her team also created software that would perform more important tasks before less important ones. This function helped Apollo 11 land safely on the moon when several tasks used too much computer processing power.Hamilton has started software companies and has won many honors, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016. People truly look upon her as the mother of software engineering.
So the scientist is introduced in our first sentence. It says, another important woman of science is American computer scientist Margaret Hamilton.
Margaret Hamilton 是我们今天要介绍的女性科学家。We also see that after college, Hamilton wrote computer code at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.、
Mm-hmm. This university is also known as MIT. Now we see that she wrote computer code. A code is any message where the words are changed so they can't be easily understood, like secret code.For computers, however, computer code is the language computers use to run their programs and stuff. So writing computer code is writing computer instructions in that language to tell the machine what to do and how to do it. For example, many students these days are learning to write computer code at school.I should also add that this has now become so common that these days, to code has become a verb. So you could ask someone, do you know how to code? And things like that.
就是你会做程式的编码吗？那 code 本身呢，当名词用，代表电脑的程式码。那这个人呢 ,Margaret Hamilton, 她大学毕业之后就在 MIT 麻省理工学院帮忙写电脑程式码。This is pretty impressive, but Margaret Hamilton did more. We see that at the age of 28, she joined NASA's Apollo project, which sent humans to the moon.
Okay, and that's a pretty young, 28, I guess, is still pretty young. She wasn't like an old experienced teacher or professor or anything by then. Next, the article talks about what she did at NASA. It says, Hamilton, a working mother, led the team that created the project's flight software. Now, here we describe Hamilton as a working mother, which means she's a mom with a part-time, or in this case, a full-time job. She's working and being a mom at the same time. We also use the word software, which is any kind of program that can be loaded onto a computer, either downloaded from the internet or uploaded into it from a CD or USB.
Hamilton 当时呢她是一个职业妇女哦要忙于家庭跟工作。那她呢领导了团队创造阿波罗计划的飞行软体也就是世界上第一台可以西式的电脑程式嘛。
We also see that she often had to bring her four-year-old daughter with her when she worked late on nights and weekends. So, yeah, that's something you might have to do, I guess, if nobody else can look after your daughter, bring her with you to this big computer lab.
对啊，带女儿到 computer lab 去or science lab 去睡觉。We mentioned this as it's important for what happened next. The article says one day her daughter pressed a button that caused the computer to crash.
Oops. So here, the word crash is being used as a verb, and it's when a computer suddenly stops working. Maybe it gets confused by its instructions, or there are too many instructions, or something happens and there's no code to tell it what to do. We can also use the word crash as any kind of accident when one vehicle hits another, or hits something else, such as a plane hitting a building, or something hitting a natural feature, like a car crashing into a lamppost. As a noun, we can talk about plane crashes, car crashes, and so on, but in our article, we mean when a computer stops working. Okay, for example, we could say, Oh no! My computer crashed as I was working on an important file!
Crash 这个动词呢，在这边文章里面指的是电脑宕机。那另外它有撞毁或坠毁的意思。那这边我们说到啊，她的女儿不小心按到一个按钮，让整个电脑都宕机了。Did Hamilton and her daughter get into trouble?
Well, not really. The article says Hamilton realized this, so just one button could cause the whole thing to crash. This could easily happen during real space missions.And wanted to take steps to fix it. So Hamilton wanted to do something. If you take steps to do something, this means to take action to do that thing. So you do one thing or one step at a time. So it could be anything like take steps to fix a problem, take steps to achieve a goal, and so on. Whatever it is, it's kind of a logical kind of one thing, then do the next thing, then do the next thing to achieve a result.
所以我们可以说采取行动的方式是 take steps to do something or take action to do something 或者是 take measures to do something 那 Hamilton 意识到这样的问题呢可能在执行太空任务的时候也会发生他就想要采取行动来解决它 So did Hamilton and her team fix the problem?
Well, we see that however NASA didn't take this worry seriouslyUntil a spacecraft blew up because of a similar error.
Oh no.
Not very smart. Mm-hmm. They should have paid attention.
Right.
They should have taken it seriously. To take something seriously means to believe this thing is a big problem, it's serious, you need to worry about it and take the time to deal with it. If you don't take something seriously,You just don't think it's important, and you don't really do anything about it.
To take something seriously 代表认真看待某事。当然我们可以把 something 变成 somebody. Take somebody seriously, 也就是认真看待某人。那 NASA 当时呢他们没有认真看待 Hamilton 担心的事情。And not taking this problem seriously caused a spacecraft to blow up.
That's right.A spacecraft is any kind of ship that can fly into space, whether it's one with people on it, like the ones that go to the moon, or the ones without people that these days are flying to Mars and beyond. They're all spacecraft.
Spacecraft 就是太空船啦。So after the spacecraft blew up, did NASA start taking this problem seriously?
You bet.The article says the code Hamilton wrote, so that's the instructions for the computer, prevented future problems. The word prevent means to stop something, and usually stop something before it starts happening. So you hold a child's hand to prevent them from running across the road. Here's another example. Darren's bad leg prevented him from taking part in the baseball game.
Prevent 这个动词是避免 Prevent somebody from doing something 代表是避免阻止某人做某事 Hamilton 写的程式码避免了未来的问题 This isn't the only thing Hamilton did though
That's right We see in the next paragraph that her team also created software that would perform more important tasks before less important onesNow, in our last sentence, the word perform means to carry out a task. So a worker has to perform their duties in the office. In our article, it means the computer program works out the most important tasks and does them first and leaves the stuff that's less important to later. It's kind of like giving it a brain that understands the most important things.And performs these tasks first. Here's another example. If you can't perform your tasks well, you might lose your job.
Perform 这个动词呢，代表进行，代表执行。Perform a task, 执行一项任务，或是 perform an operation, 执行一项手术，都可以用到这个字。那另外呢 ,perform 也可以当动词用哦，代表表演。For example, the famous Hollywood actress is going to perform on stage tonight. 好莱坞知名女演员今天将登台演出。那这名女演员就会是一个 performer, 表演者。那她带来的一场表演就是 performance. The article says thatThis function helped Apollo 11 land safely on the moon when several tasks used too much computer processing power.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about a computer's function. A function is a particular thing a person or an object can do. It's a task they can perform, if we use the word from the previous sentence.Take your phone, for example. It has several functions. It can take pictures with its camera. It can call other cell phones using those kind of radio waves. It can connect to the internet using different kinds of connections and go online and so on. Your phone can do all of these functions, and they're all different. Your functions at a job could be all the different tasks you have to perform. Reading something, writing something...Talking to people, having meetings, talking to clients, these are all functions. Different body parts have different functions as well, such as in our example sentence. The function of our lungs is to take oxygen into the body.
Function 代表功能。The function Hamilton created helped Apollo 11 land safely on the moon.
That's right. And in that sentence, we talked about Apollo 11 landing.For a spacecraft or a plane, to land means to safely come down to the ground. Now, in that sentence, we also mentioned this computer, this spacecraft's computer processing power. A computer's processors are like its brain. It's where it runs all the programs, performs all its functions. Now, like anyone, it can only do so much at once. It has limits.If you make a computer do too much at once, or give it really big tasks like editing a video, it will run very slowly because it's using all of its power. It might even stop.
Land 这个动词呢，它代表的是着陆。那另外，我们提到的 computer processing 代表的是电脑运算处理的能力。那电脑运算处理的能力有限。而 Hamilton 所创造的功能呢，则是帮助了阿波罗11号成功登陆月球。
Back to the article, which says Hamilton has started software companies and has won many honors including the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016. So in day one, we saw how honor could be used as a verb to honor someone. Here we're using it as a noun. It is, she's won an honor. An honor is kind of like something important that you get recognition from people. Now in this case, we're talking about a presidential medal. Presidential is an adjective, means related to the president of a country. So the presidential office is where she works, presidential staff is her people, all of that kind of stuff. In this case, it's the president who presents the medal.
President, 总统，那 presidential, 它就是形容词代表总统的。But what is a medal?
Well, remember we talked about a prize yesterday? A medal is a physical prize, something you get for winning a contest or doing well. It's usually a round piece of metal made of gold, silver, or something else valuable, and you can hang it around your neck, you can attach it to your clothes,You could also keep medals on a wall to display. We commonly think of medals for the Olympic Games, as in this sentence. The runner won the gold medal for finishing first in the 100-meter sprint.
Medal 这个名词代表勋章或奖牌。那刚刚 Petal 老师提到的奥运有什么样的奖牌呢？Gold medals, 金牌 silver medals, 银牌还有就是 bronze medals,铜牌。那 Hamilton 在2016年得到的是总统的自由勋章。
The article finishes by saying, people truly look upon her, Hamilton, as the mother of software engineering. Engineering is work with any kind of machine. These days, we often think of engineering as designing and programming computers and apps,And that's what we mean here as well when we say software engineering. But engineering can also mean working on any kind of engine, large structure, or anything that requires technical knowledge to build and maintain.
Engineering, 简单来说就是工程学。那 software engineering 指的是软体工程学。
In that sentence, we also saw the grammar pattern to look on someone as something.We use this pattern to show how people are thought of by others. And there are quite a few variations. See someone as something, view something as something, regard, think of, look on, and look upon something as something or someone as something. These are all ways to express how one person sees someone else, or if we use it in the passive form, to describe the general opinion of that thingor person. For example, we could say someone is looked upon as the greatest athlete of our times, or someone is regarded as the best baseball player ever. We always use as here, so they're looked on, thought of, regarded as something. It's just how they're seen. For example, Mark is such a good friend that I regard him as my brother.
今天的英文练功房呢要带同学练到的是将某人视为什么样的人或什么样的形容词我们要怎么样用。这些动词有什么呢有 see, 有 view, regard, think of, look on, or look upon. 这些动词出来之后加上某人也就是受词再加上 as, 再加上一个补语。那注意哦补语可以是形容词或是名词。那除了用主动态之外我们这个句型也可以改成被动态。简单的例句给同学。I see my best friend Daisy as one of my family members. 我将 Daisy 视为我的家人。这句话变成被动的话就会是 My best friend Daisy is seen as one of my family members. And we're saying Margaret Hamilton is looked upon as the mother of software engineering.
Yeah, that means she's the one who started it, the person who really gave birth and lifeto this whole area of work and study. And we use the passive form there to show it's a lot of people who see her this way.
Mother 这边呢引申为某某之母所以这边的就是工程学之母。谁是工程学之母呢就是 Margaret Hamilton.
And that brings us to the end of the article, so we'll now go to today's For You chat question. So we've talked about two scientists, and our chat question is, which other female scientists do you know about? What did they do?
There are a lot of female scientists.
Mm-hmm.
The one I know about is called Marie Curie.
Yes, super famous. What did she do?
Julie 夫人. She discovered radioactivity.
Mm-hmm.
And the most special thing about her is she was the first woman that won Nobel Prize.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I will throw out a couple more names. There was a woman called Ada Lovelace who did a lot of work on early computer systems.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. There's also an actress. Her name was Hedy Lamarr.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she was a Hollywood actress, she also helped, I think, design like Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
I think
really?
It was Wi-Fi or she did a lot of work on Wi-Fi.
She's the mother
like
of Wi-Fi?
I would have to go, I forgot to go and Google this up, but Hedy Lamarr, Ada Lovelace, and Marie Curie. Three good examples that you can search more and find out more about as extremely successful female
mm-hmm.
scientists whose names everybody should know and kind of honor, to use the word from our article, for their achievements, to use another word from our article. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
Talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Honoring female scientists on International Women's Day. Another important woman of science is American computer scientist Margaret Hamilton. After college, Hamilton wrote computer code at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. At the age of 28, she joined NASA's Apollo project, which sent humans to the moon. Hamilton, a working mother, led the team that created the project's flight software. She often had to bring her 4-year-old daughter with her when she worked late on nights and weekends. One day, her daughter pressed a button that caused the computer to crash. Hamilton realized this could easily happen during real space missions and wanted to take steps to fix it. However, NASA didn't take this worry seriously until a spacecraft blew up because of a similar error. The code Hamilton wrote prevented future problems. Her team also created software that would perform more important tasks before less important ones. This function helped Apollo 11 land safely on the moon when several tasks used too much computer processing power. Hamilton has started software companies and has won many honors, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016. People truly look upon her as the mother of software engineering.
Vocabulary Review.
Code. Lisa wrote some computer code that made her company's website work better. Crash. Albert lost all of his school projects when his computer crashed and it couldn't be fixed. Prevent. Joanne prevented the little boy from running out into the street by holding onto his shoulders. Perform. This machine can perform several tasks, such as copying and printing. Function. You can press this button to control the locking function on this car. Medal. American swimmer Michael Phelps has won more Olympic medals than anyone else in the world.
智慧小补帖
Software. Spacecraft. Presidential. Engineering.